Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It was outstanding. It was one of those games we all came in and every Buckeye fan was biting their fingernails. And I will come out and I will say it right now. I am an agnostic college football fan. I came very, very late to college football. I was a skeptic for a long period of time. And thanks to a very good friend of mine, I started watching and have loved it ever since. And so this game was I saw a lot of outcomes for this game, folks. I thought it was going to be very, very close. I thought it was going to be back and forth. I thought a shootout might be on the table as well with the way that Gabriel and those wide receivers were playing for Oregon, the way they're able to run the ball on top of it. I thought Ohio State's offense was clicking as well. I was so impressed after that Tennessee game. I texted a buddy of mine and went, now this is what we were asking for. This is why everybody was as grumpy as they were with Ryan Day and why everybody was as grumpy as they were after the Michigan game, because this was on the table. And they roll into Pasadena and they do it again. And I didn't think they'd do it again. With that banged up offensive line, Oregon getting healthy, I thought it was going to be a shootout. They come out, boom, Will Howard, deep ball, Jeremiah Smith, good night. Boom, Will Howard, another deep ball, hits Emeka Buka, good night. Like, it just clicked. Like, you wouldn't believe. Travion Henderson able to run the ball so well with him. 8 carries for 94 yards. Had that long run as well that was just a backbreaker on top of it in this game. It was awesome. This was the Buckeye performance that we were all dreaming for. This was the Buckeye performance that we all walked out of the Michigan game and all walked out elsewhere and just went, why don't they just throw the ball? Why do you lose your identity? Why don't you just whip it all over the place? You've got Jeremiah Smith. You've got Emeka Buka. Two guys who are going to be first-round picks when they come out there. Tate's got a really nice wide receiver on top of that. He'll find his way into playing on Sundays as well. There is enough talent on this team for that to be the case. And the offense came out and they just flung it. And it looked great. Will Howard, 17 of 28, 319 yards and 3 touchdowns. They buried him. Absolutely buried him in the first half of this game. I was blown away. And more than anything else, the offense is going to get a ton of the credit. And they should. The offense should get a ton of the credit. The defense of Ohio State in this game, I think, is going to end up being the calling card. And what Jim Knowles was able to put together on the defensive side of the ball was just unbelievable. Dylan Gabriel in this game, 29 of 41 for 299 yards and 2 touchdowns. The completion percentage is there. The yards that he was doing, it was dump-offs all over the place. He was dumping it off left and right to people. It was unbelievable. Everything down the field was covered. By the way, did anybody else feel like there were four Caleb Downs on the field at one point? Like, it felt like Caleb Downs was everywhere during that game as well. It was amazing to me watching him be able to go from sideline to sideline. It felt like I was borderline watching Derwin James, where it was just like, here's this guy who can go sideline to sideline and just wreak havoc. You could say the same, or Kyle Hamilton, if you prefer a more slightly more modern reference. Just sideline to sideline, causing absolute chaos. Oh, it was outstanding. It was everything that you wanted an Ohio State win to be. It was everything you wanted an Ohio State victory to look like, and it was absolutely fantastic. So, look, let's boil this all down to where everybody is on everything, okay? This is the Ryan Day that we all wanted. This is the Ryan Day that we saw. Ryan Day built this team for this game. Ryan Day got all of the talent that you saw of the Jeremiah Smiths, the dual running backs in Junkins and Henderson. You could throw Emeka Buka in there. You could throw Cardale Tate in there. You could throw all of that stuff, the defense as well. Bringing in Caleb Downs, paying him what they paid him to get him in here. Bringing in Will Howard, transfer mark, you know, Kansas State, to build this, to look like this. This is what this team was built to do. As much as I think Ryan Day believes that he built it to beat Michigan, Ryan Day built this team to win a national championship. Ryan Day built this team with the idea that he is going to come home with hardware for Ohio State in this playoff, and he's going to be the first guy that wins this playoff. And frankly, they're the best team left. Top to bottom, the best team that is left on the playoff market. Outstanding. Outstanding. So 216-474-0092. At the Sports Feller on Twitter, if you so desire. Folks, I think this hammers Ryan Day. I think we could put this conversation to bed. I think every Ryan Day skeptic after just seeing a complete destroying of an Oregon team in Pasadena, California, I think we could put this whole firing conversation to bed. Ryan Day is not going anywhere. Ryan Day is a really good coach. He is smart. He understands how to recruit guys to win a national championship. And that's the goal. The goal is to win a national title. Blew me away watching this thing. Chip Kelly was on a heater. Day was calling a great game on top of that one. You know, getting guys in and out, making sure everybody was open. It just all clicked together. Jim Knowles' defense humming throughout the entire thing as well. They've got some talent on that side. We have known it for a good period of time, and boy, did it show up well. I mean, Simon was all over the place on top of it. That kid, the two sacks that he ended up getting in big parts of that game where there was maybe a half a second right there where everybody was starting to bite their fingernails a little bit. You know, okay, here's the Oregon offense we were waiting for. Here's the explosiveness. Here's everything like that. Nope. Cody Simon blitzed in, solved the day. Jack Sawyer was all over the place, swatting balls down, making life for Dylan Gabriel. It is the first time this season, frankly, Dylan Gabriel looked small. Dylan Gabriel looked like he was too small to play the position with Jack Sawyer running in there and those big old defensive linemen for Ohio State. They dismantled an Oregon team that I didn't think could be dismantled. I thought Dan Lanning did a hell of a job with that team. I still think Dan Lanning did a hell of a job with that team. But this is the Death Star. You've completed the Death Star. This is what we all thought this Ohio State Buckeye team could be. And it could just roll through. There's a reason why people picked them in the beginning of the season. And so, folks, I think the Ryan Day talk goes to bed. I think we could stop that one, send it off to the side, and we're good. I think the other one as well, and it needs to be talked about over and over and over again. Folks, a freshman wide receiver is the best wide receiver in the country. Jeremiah Smith's the best wide receiver in the country. And we had known this for a long period of time, and for the longest time had been screaming from the rooftops, just throw it up to that kid and let him go get it. Just let him burn people. Just let him go high point balls. Just let him go do everything that kid can do so well. If he came out, he's a top five pick right now in a draft, if he could come out now. That blew me away, and the way that they moved him all over the place. And the way that they caused Oregon to have to communicate with each other and not be able to pick it up as Jeremiah Smith continued to just run free down the middle of the field as, you know, linebackers were trying to pass him off to safeties. Good luck, guys. I mean, good luck. You got to man that guy up. It was awesome. He is so talented. He is so unbelievable in this whole thing. I just Will Howard's ability to find him along the way. Oh, it's all you want in the world. It is all you want in the world. So, folks, to me, Ryan Day is safe. And if he continues to do this, Ohio State Buckeyes are going to win a national championship. And they will be holding the trophy over their heads. I think it's that simple. This was a dismantling of the best team in football. Or of college football, I should say. And another team going, nay, I am the best team in football. We have been the best team in football for a good chunk of the season. We just hadn't found ourselves. We just hadn't found our formula. The other part of this that I saw circulating all over the place, and I wonder if this might be the case too. I got a text from a buddy who's, you know, big Buckeye fan. The Michigan loss is the best thing that ever happened to this team.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. We've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and most of our business comes from referrals. Why? Because we make it so easy. Tight timeline? No problem. Groomsmen scattered all over? We got you. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Come see me at Nick's Menswear, and let's make this the easiest win for your wedding planning. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder if that happening may have been the case. I wonder if that happening might have been the best thing that happened to the Ohio State Buckeyes, because it caused them to look inward and it caused them to go, what we are doing is not working. What do we need to do to make this work? Maybe get the ball in the hands of our best players. Maybe we need to focus more on limiting the amount of throws that Will Howard has, the mobility of Will Howard, and start using his arm more and start getting it to Abuka and start getting it to Jeremiah Smith and start getting it to Carnell Tate and start getting it to our wide receivers to then open up the run game and let Henderson and Junkins just go berserk. I wonder if that ended up being the case. And then Jim Knowles' defense just tightens up a little bit more. Just a little bit more. You get the tightening up of it. Just fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic. And I wonder if that's the case. I wonder if them ending the season there, having that time in between where they could look at film and they could scout themselves and go, what do we need to do to get better? What do we need to do to build this up more? What do we need to do to become this unstoppable force that we all know we have the talent to do? They seem to have found it. They seem to have pieced it together. They seem to have made it work. And boy, oh boy, is it great to see. It is so much fun to watch a college football team at the peak of its powers. It is so much fun to watch a college football team go completely nuts and realize what they can do to make it better and for things to just click. And when that click happens, oh man, is it awesome. And I feel like we're on one of those right now. I feel like that Tennessee game was the moment we all saw the light switch flip, and the Oregon game was the opus that came after the light switch flipping. And it's just going to stay on. And so I'm beyond impressed. I'm beyond impressed with what Ryan Day has done. I think even he realized that he got absolutely outcoached in that Michigan game. And I think he looked inward and tried to figure out what he had to do to fix it and what he had to do to make it better. Folks, the Ohio State Buckeyes are here to win a national title. They're the favorite moving forward. And frankly, if they're going to continue to play like this, I don't know who's going to beat him. Kevin Stefanski, 1:30 today. Jeremy Fowler joins us at 1. Our buddy Chris Fedor at 12:40. Talk a little Cavs right at 12:20, 12:40. Dan Wetzel, high noon. Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.